Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Damn straight. Guess what they said every Monday and Friday here on the Bart Winkler Show. It's the only game that's original. Thus, the segment is a hit. On Mondays, we get you the audio of the day / weekend, and Bart will try to guess what he, she, it had to say.
They, them,
objects, whatever your pronouns that you are into. Sure, slide them all in. I don't care. I don't judge. All right, Bart.
My pronouns are sports talk.
I go by he, him. Let's go to the Thunder. They had a great showing. They wound up blowing out the Grizzlies 131-80. They get a 1-0 lead in this series, best of seven, Oklahoma City and Memphis. So, what did the Thunder's success start with? Well, SGA had an answer for that. Bart, I want you to take a guess on what he had to say. It's a little longer than I like, but, you know, it's a good clip, so whatever. 22 seconds of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. What do you think he had to say on what the Thunder success starts with?
Well, it starts with all of us. It starts with the same kind of camaraderie and teams, teamsmanship.
Not
a word. It starts with the chemistry. It starts with us playing together, playing for one another. That's what we've done all year. It's how we put ourselves in this position is that we go out there. It's not just one guy. You know, some nights it's going to be one guy. Some nights it's going to be another guy. But it's Thunder basketball. It's playing as a unit, playing cohesively and playing together. And that's what we do.
Yeah, it all starts with getting stops. Stops and we're able to play fast. Play to our strengths, play in open space. That's the key to it all. I mean, if you look at any of those runs, we stack multiple possessions of great defensive possessions. Then it allows us to be who we are offensively.
I'm sorry. I was actually looking for a real answer and not the cliche stuff about, hey, teamsmanship. We're all friends.
Kumbaya. Now, if there's one team that is full of teamsmanship, it has been the Thunder.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are doing their post-game interviews together. It's almost like obnoxious how much they like each other. So you can believe why I would have been led astray based on the information that I know. But, wow, stops. Okay, jeez. All right, 0-1.
All right, and that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. 0-1, you still got four chances to make it right, get a win. So it's not all over yet. Let's go over to tonight's NBA action, or yesterday, depending on where on the coast that you live on. But we're not playing this game. The Pistons and the Knicks. Pistons evening the series, 194 win for them. They will now head to Detroit. Cade Cunningham, talk about a game, 33 points, 42 minutes. And guards came to play in this one because Brunson did as well for New York. But let's go to the winning coach and J.B. Bickerstaff. I want you to guess what he had to say in 19 seconds on how they won the game. Guess what JB had to say.
We just played together. It was teamsmanship. It was, how did they win the game? We just got all hustle. You know, we got to win a road game. This is a tough playoff series. We got to match their intensity. We let one slip away. We got embarrassed the other night. We got to make sure that we're getting stops, converting at our end. And we just have to make sure we finish the quarter and finish the game.
We did what we were supposed to do, and that was it. To win a game on the road, you know, to get home court was what we came here for. So, we approached it with a businesslike mentality and learned from the fourth quarter the other night, but we just did what we were supposed to do.
Now, here's why you're going to get... Here's why you're going to get it. Because you mentioned that they were able to learn from game one. If you did not mention that, you were staring at an 0-2 deficit. But I'd showed you a little bit of leeway. Mm-hmm. Because, again, we want the spirit of the clip, and you did get that part. And also, I'm not doing fractional points again because that was hell trying to figure that out last time. Therefore, my laziness to your advantage, you are now 1-1 with three clips to go. So,
yeah, I thought that could have gone either way. I thought that I was there. I think I don't know. I was kind of chunky with my answer.
You don't say.
It wasn't so much me giving an answer to a question as it was me throwing darts at things I hoped that you would have said. So I gotta be better on my end. I gotta be better. I gotta give 110%.
Well, that is impossible considering 100% is the most that you can get. Anything else is physically impossible. Let's go to the losing coach, the New York Knicks head coach Tom Thibodeau. He had a problem with the officials, the way his guys were getting called on fouls. Apparently, you know, the Pistons weren't getting that many whistles against them. So I want you to guess what Tom Thibodeau had to say in 13 seconds on what he wants from the officials going forward.
What do we have here? You know what? May I look at a box score?
Sure, I'll allow it.
Okay. The Pistons got to the line 34 times. The Knicks got to the line 19 times. I just want it to be fair. I just want it to be even called both ways. Yeah, you double up on free throws for one team. It's, how is this not a foul there and it's a foul there? I just want it to be equitable. I just want it to be even. I heard this one in the update.
Okay, so do I still play it?
Yeah.
Look, I really don't give a crap how they call the game as long as it's consistent on both sides. So if Cunningham's driving and there's marginal contact and he's getting to the line, then Jalen deserves to be getting to the line. It's really that simple.
All right, well, you heard it. I mean, what am I supposed to do, penalize you for having ears? You're 2-1.
Now, do you like the mischievous? That's not a word either.
Mischievous.
The mischievous nature when I knew it, but I was like, yeah, let's look at a box score. I just thought I'd say I knew it.
Well, your honesty also might have gotten you at that point. Also, these next two clips are not in your wheelhouse because you are going to go in a 2-1 lead, but you're going to have to hope on hockey in order to win this game. I want you to take a guess. Here's Blues head coach Jim Montgomery. The Blues, by the way, they are facing 0-2 deficit.
Didn't they fire their coach this year?
The Blues?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Wasn't that Jim Montgomery in the news for some reason?
Well, I mean, he just talked, so he's in the news right now. The Jets beat the Blues 2-1. So, again, they go 2-0 in their series, heading over to St. Louis.
Oh, no, he was Boston's coach.
Oh, there you
go. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and then St. Louis fired their coach when this guy became available.
Yeah,
remember that?
Hockey coaches are they're passed around like bottles at the club. Peter Laviolette, I have no doubt he will get a head coaching job within like 6 weeks. Like,
yeah, that's like the one guy I can look at and say I know he's a hockey coach.
Yeah, seriously. All right, well, if I can finally stick a landing here, I want you to guess what Blues head coach Jim Montgomery had to say on what went wrong on the power play. Again, they lost 2-1. They weren't able to get any chances when they had the 5-on-4 advantage. So this one's only 12 seconds long. Do your best.
I was a hockey guy last segment. I don't think I'm a hockey guy this segment. What went wrong on the power play?
Right. Why weren't they able to capitalize?
Well, because we just didn't execute. When you have strength in numbers in this game, you have to take advantage of those opportunities. And nothing about it was good enough. Then pass well enough, then shoot well enough. We gotta execute.
I don't think we were shot focused enough. I do think we had some really good looks, and we didn't execute either the pass or, more importantly, the shots. And I thought Hellebuck made a couple of big-time saves.
Yeah.
How in the hell?
Yeah,
I shouldn't even allow it. I shouldn't even allow it. But that is the point of this game.
Because you don't have to know a damn thing about nothing. These guys all say the same stuff.
Very close there. Well,
hey,
good for you.
McAfee can say F.
I guess.
No one cares.
You know, we really need some leeway over here. All right, so everybody keeping score at home. That's
3-1. At 2:30 in the morning.
Even though I should, you know, say it's 2-2 because he did hear that last clip. You know what? Executive decision. You need this last clip going into it. I've amended the score. You are 2-2 going into our fifth clip.
Don't. This is when I get mad. It was when you do this kind of.
Well, let's see. Let's see if you'll stay mad. I want you to guess what Capitals head coach Spencer Carberry had to say about Alex Ovechkin's leadership
tonight.
Great
eggs, by the way. Great eggs.
Oh, yeah. Well, man, nothing beats a Carberry egg. The Capitals won in overtime, 3-2 over the Montreal Canadiens. Washington won in overtime. Alex Ovechkin got the goal there. So, again, I want you to guess what head coach Spencer Carberry had to say about Alex's O's leadership tonight. Oh, and this is 11 seconds.
Oh, just classic Alex. This is what he's built for. He's built for these moments, even at this stage in his career, to still have that. And he's a guy that these guys look up to, and he's follow through, and it's just incredible. Just making more memories. It's great.
Made a couple of big plays for us tonight. Was physical, set the tone. First period. He was leading the charge and dragging guys into the fight.
I don't really think you got that one right, but you know what? I amend my amendments. You win 3-2. Why not? Guess what they said.
You're like the Nico Harrison of game show hosts. You make it way harder than it needs to be.
Careful. I will trade you for a vending machine.
Vending machines are a good source of income if you can get into it.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me. I know a guy that's got a couple of vending machines in the Northeast, and he's making some pretty solid loot.
I told my dad when I was 12. I was like, Dad, you know what we should do to make some money is get one of these storage units. Because you don't have to, ever go there. You just change a light bulb, and it just prints money. And he's like, yeah, it's a good idea.
Never did it.
Never did it.